Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What a difference a day makes. Newt Gingrich, surging in the polls in South Carolina, now has a TV interview given by his second wife, Marianne, to contend with. In a piece to air on Nightline tonight, she tells ABC's Brian Ross how when Gingrich admitted to a 6-year affair with his now third wife, Calista, he had a request.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
He wanted an open marriage?
Yeah, that I accept the fact that he has somebody else in his life.
And you said?
No.
And just as that clip began circulating, Rick Perry dropped out of the race endorsing Gingrich.
I believe Newt is a conservative visionary who can transform our country. We've had our differences, which campaigns will inevitably have. And Newt is not perfect, but who among us is?
And we have to also mention that today the winner in the Iowa Republican caucuses was announced, and it is no one. Iowa officials say they won't declare a winner because even though a final count puts Rick Santorum 34 votes ahead of Mitt Romney, the results of 8 precincts are missing and will never be counted or certified. Let's bring in Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. What a day.
Maybe the best day of the campaign in terms of actual news and things happening.
Well,
it's really incredible.
If you're a reporter, but not such a good day for Newt Gingrich. Let's take a look there, because the thinking was that if, you know, someone like a Rick Perry dropped out, those votes would go to, you know, perhaps Newt Gingrich, maybe Rick Santorum. But now with the Marianne Gingrich interview coming out in very conservative South Carolina, at least with the voters these candidates are looking for, how is this going to play out?
I can't imagine it's going to play well. This is a time where conservatives have shown signs of coalescing behind Newt Gingrich. But you have Rick Santorum there, who's made the case rather aggressively that he's the true conservative alternative. So for an interview like this to drop, this is the first interview that Marianne Gingrich has given on television since their divorce in 1999. For this to come out now at this late stage, a precarious stage for Newt Gingrich, when he shows signs of surging, is difficult. Now, his campaign is trying to turn it around and make it about the media, saying that this is really the media trying to bring down the new Republican challenger. But this is difficult for him at a time that he really had a chance to challenge in South Carolina.
Yeah, he had also a little bit of momentum, perhaps some could say, from Sarah Palin, who also endorsed him somewhat. You know, she said she, if she were in South Carolina, she'd vote for Newt Gingrich to keep this thing going. Wasn't, you know, the hardest endorsement, but I guess we'll have to wait and see how all this plays out.
Well, there are 3 new polls that are out in the last 24 hours in South Carolina. All of them show Newt Gingrich closing the gap with Mitt Romney. Still down somewhere between 7 and 10 points. But after the debate on Monday night, showing a lot of momentum after Mitt Romney's fumbling of his tax returns, talking about the 15% that he pays, less than a lot of middle-class taxpayers pay, it's been a difficult couple of days for Mitt Romney. And suddenly we went from a situation where he could go 3-0 and close out the deal in South Carolina, where he could lose in South Carolina and be 1-2, because we now know he didn't win Iowa either.
Well, you know, technically he did, you know, get a lot of votes in Iowa. And Politico is also showing in some of their research in the last couple of days that the talk about Mitt Romney's finances, that 15% tax rate he's taking for what some people would consider compensation, but what, you know, the tax rate is capital gains. In other words, he's taking a tax rate that you would for investments. There's a lot of dust blown up about that, but Politico says voters don't really care. And also, what's happening again is what we've seen happen over the last several months. The spotlight has moved off him.
That's right, and that is a good thing as far as Mitt Romney is concerned. And it could be that Rick Santorum, looking a little stronger in the Iowa victory, that could benefit Mitt Romney. Remember, as long as this field is diffuse, the longer that it goes with candidates splitting up the vote around him, the better. And I think today's development with Rick Perry dropping out and throwing his support behind Newt Gingrich, that's potentially problematic for Mitt Romney, who doesn't want to see one anti-Romney candidate. So anything that helps Rick Santorum at this stage in a weird way could be helping Mitt Romney.
And by the way, I should clarify, the Politico poll shows that by large majorities, voters say his work at Bain, and by the way, his Mormonism also, make no difference in the way they'd vote. They weren't asked directly about that 15% tax deduction, and that may yet show up in polls. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum, I don't know that he's going to be able to break through and get any message out today with everything else going on, but can he now claim better results from Iowa?
He can, but I don't think it's going to matter much. It's at best a tie in Iowa. We know that he's ahead by 34 votes, but we also know that there's 8 precincts where some 400 votes were cast that will never be counted. It's really an embarrassment for the Iowa Republican Party. And the way it breaks down for Rick Santorum is really unfortunate. Had he won by 8 votes, he would have claimed a little more momentum. Now, I don't think that would have changed the results in New Hampshire a week later, but it would be a different storyline that we'd be telling. Rather than Mitt Romney on this roll, we'd be talking about still the potential out there, and I think that it is there for someone to stop him.
And just to touch on the minute or so we have, President Obama is in Florida trying to boost tourism there ahead of his GOP rivals and the primary there on January 31st. So I'll be heading to that state. A poll in today's New York Times shows him only with a 31% approval rating among swing voters. He's got the State of the Union next week. What's the heat that you're feeling from the White House? What's your sense of what's happening there?
They're concerned, clearly, of how things break down, but they're looking for ways to get on offense. And I think in some ways they'll look forward to having one opponent. That way they can engage. And I think after the State of the Union, he'll be on the road for a few days, begin to make the case. This isn't a time where he can break through politically, but once there's a clear Republican alternative, whether it's Mitt Romney or someone else, they'll begin to make the case. And I think do so pretty aggressively, running against Congress, certainly, and also running against the Republican vision.
Well, he said he was going to make one executive decision a week. And just very, very briefly yesterday, maybe this one qualified, when he put aside a decision on that pipeline from Canada. That certainly boosted his supporters.
It boosted his supporters on the left, although I think this is a general election issue. This is about jobs and energy as far as the Republicans are concerned.
Yeah. Rick Klein, editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line, which you tell us is coming back shortly.
Indeed. We'll be back.
Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you.